This week's podcast is something close to my heart. We often hear that we have to take 100% responsibility for our life, and Dr. Craig Duncan is here to chat with us again on Your Life, Your Responsibility. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you, Greg?
Good. I'm looking forward to this topic. Let's do it.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition.
Hey guys, this week's podcast is brought to you by the BSC Collagen Low Carb Protein Bar. It will be available in Woolworths in the sport and diet section. Harriet, we put 5 grams of Tenderfoot collagen in there just to make it different to everything else on the market, and we've kept it low carb, high protein.
That's really great news. I like that it's a portable source of protein. It's got that clinical dose of the Tenderfoot, which has been involved in some really great studies. So it's a really great way of supporting your tendons and ligaments whilst also having a delicious treat on the go.
And the extra good thing, Tenderfoot has just been voted the Sports Nutrition Ingredient of the Year.
That's a pretty good title.
Not bad at all. It's available in a bar. Get them at Woolworths. Harriet likes them.
Delish.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the world of fit, happy and healthy. And today I'm really excited to have Dr. Craig Duncan on, and we're going to chat about your life, your responsibility. How are you, mate?
I'm really well, Greg. How have you been going?
Good. So let's dig right in. Let's get in fast. What's the big deal about it?
Look, I mean, we get one life and it's about making the most of it. But I see so many of us are just what I'd say is probably unhappy in our life. And I often think that we outsource our happiness or our joy or our life because we think it's up to other people, our employer, our partners, our friends, to make sure that we're having a great life. And it just doesn't work like that. That's going to send us down a track that we don't really want to go down, where I think the most important thing we can do is start taking responsibility for ourselves right now. And part of that is my philosophy on self-science, so really understanding you and studying you, but just taking that responsibility, because it's liberating, Greg. Once we stop the blame game and focusing on what others are doing for you or not doing for you, it's fantastic when you know it all stops with you.
So, mate, if you've got that victim mentality, how do you turn that around to become like a victor or a winner? Winning mentality? Like, it's, I get what you're saying when you say take responsibilities, but if you're caught in that loop, what do we do? Where do we start? I mean, and we're not talking like serious, if someone's got serious issues, talk to a doctor and do the things that need to be done. But for those people that are just, and let's use COVID-19 as an example, just suffering. You know, I'm not used to being home by myself. I'm not getting my gym mates. I'm not getting all the things I used to have. What do we do to go from victim? And I assume you're talking a victim style mentality in what you just said.
Yeah, look, I'm talking just us as humans and what we tend to do. And I suppose you could call it a victim mentality, but a lot of people will turn their nose up at that and say that's not me. What I'm actually suggesting is that we all have components of that in us, and it really gets right back to the start, and that's, what's your mission in life? What's your vision and what are your values? So what is this life for? And COVID-19 has been a fantastic opportunity for us to get back to that, to reflect, you know, to refocus and reset. I've talked about this often, but have you done that? Now, as we're coming out of that, my concern is that a lot of people haven't done that. I'm going to be a bit on the front foot today because I think we skate around a lot of these issues. Mm-hmm. And we don't really focus as much as we should on taking responsibility for who we are and what we are. So the question is just to be honest with yourself, to be truly, truly honest with yourself, and stop distracting yourself with being busy, with taking your time up with different things, but really spending that time with you. And if you're sitting there right now, and if I ask you the question, how much time do you actually sit in silence with yourself? And if the answer is very little, then ask yourself why. And I know in my life, when I don't want to do that, then there's a problem, because I'm avoiding what I need to hear. Okay. And often what you need to hear is in that silence.
And so that question again is, how much time am I spending on myself or by myself?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we talk about it often, and that's why I wrote a journal, is that journaling is fundamental to that. But before we even get to that step, we've got to analyze ourselves. Who are are we? What do we want to do in our life? What are our values? So what are your key values in life? Like, do you know that? And if you don't know that, then how are you ever going to know what the right decision is and what the wrong decision is?
So, mate, for those out there that are scratching their head going, what's this guy going on about my values and my this and my that? What are some types of values that they could, just to clear the air there a little bit so people know what you're actually talking about?
Well, mine are actually, you know, they're our company's values that we put together, but they're my values, and then they're up on the wall, so I can see them every day. And, you know, the number one there is to know thyself. That's a value for me. Another value that we have is an impact for better. So I will not do anything that doesn't have an impact for better. Yeah, so nice. That means who I work with, who I associate with, if this is not going to have an impact for better, I'm not in it. So that guides me in so much of our life, in the decisions we make, in what business we do, and, you know, what avenues we go down with products or anything we do. If it doesn't have an impact for better, then it's off the list. So that's a real guiding light for me. Values are like your North Star. Yep. What are you going to actually follow? You know, another one of us is that it's we, not me, you know, because that's what it's about. If it's all me, you know, one of the biggest problems we have with getting down and getting upset is because, and just test this on yourself, when you put an overemphasis on yourself, it's going to be a problem. And I always know when I'm feeling, you know, sorry for myself, or I've got those difficult times, the best thing I can go and do is go and do something for someone else. Yeah, if nice. I go and do something for someone else, then it's going to enhance my life, because we're in this together. You know, it's we, not me. And sadly, I think maybe we've taken that wrong, and maybe we're into this me. And I'm not talking about younger generation or what generation. I'm just talking that it seems to be an overemphasis on self. So me, not we, we, not me is a very important part of what we do. Also, we're about servant leadership, you know, by being there to serve others. You know, so these are key values for myself, you know, and we have another one, game changer. So I want to be there to make change, to make positive change that has an impact for better. But fundamental to this, if I don't know myself, if I don't spend the time knowing myself, how can I progress? And not only knowing yourself, but be damn honest with yourself.
Mate, have you got some type of dashboard or form, or form's a terrible word to use, but something that people can put their thoughts on in a systematic way to help themselves define that?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we have the 100X journal and we use that.
So where do I get those?
You can contact me on my website. So
what's your website?
DrCraigDuncan.com.au. So we can go through that way. But besides that, you know, we've used, you know, a monitoring system that we've spoken about before, and we actually call it the self-science scorecard.
Yep. Scorecard's the word I was looking for when I was saying form. That's nice.
Yeah. And you know it because you use it, and yep, you're fantastic at it, because basically it's asking you some key questions on a daily basis to see where you're at. And by doing that, it keeps you on track. Because, you know, Greg, the reason why I'm talking about this today is because life is short. And I don't think we understand that as much as we should. I know I don't. I can take days for granted, okay? But sooner rather than later, there is going to be no more days. So we want to make the most of what we're doing, what we're living, how we're living, who we are, because we're just complicating life, chasing things for no apparent reason. Just be honest with yourself. How many times do you sit watching social media, scrolling through that, and then you get taken and distracted and thinking, oh, I've got to live this life, that person's life, or another life, with going, no, you've got to actually live your life because you are so special. You know, it's a 1 in 400 trillion chance you were born. You are so special as compared to everyone in this world, where we've got these special qualities, but it's your life.
I like that, mate. And I think that's probably made a lot of people feel good about themselves right now, just quietly. So if we're going to do this to ourselves, like we're going to scorecard ourselves, how do we refuse taking certain things we say about ourselves personally? Like if you start putting things on paper and going, well, that's not really who I am or what I am versus how I act and all that, how do you stop yourself getting further into a pit of negativity because you actually aren't the person you want to be?
Well, I would just look at it from a positive perspective.
Okay.
And go, fantastic. This is where we're at now. We don't live by the mistakes that we've made today or yesterday, because tomorrow is a new opportunity for us. And that's fantastic. I would applaud you and say, okay, if all these things are there, but think about about? What eyes are you looking at yourself with? Okay, if you want to dig yourself in a deeper hole, yeah, okay, but we're not about that. We're identifying this is where we're at, and then tomorrow's another day because this is where I want to be. So what's the difference? Let's ask ourselves, okay, our present state to our desired state. What is the difference there? What's the gap? How can we go about fulfilling to get to our desired state? Okay, and if we don't get there tomorrow, it's all okay. There is nothing wrong with that, but at least we're moving and we've got some goal into the future that we're trying to get to. At least we're being honest with ourselves. We're knowing ourselves and moving towards something. So it's fantastic. It's not about getting upset about it, because that's not going to help.
Say we turn off we're not going to go negative on this, but how do we make ourselves happy?
Well, that's a very good question, but I don't even consider that to be too important in my life. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think happiness is a goal that everyone seems to talk about. Oh, happy life, a happy life. So when you're always after being happy, and you know me, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate or whatever, I just am that I was born an optimist.
Yep.
That's what I am. I look on the positive side of things. I'm not saying that's how you have to be. But the thing is, the goal is for me is not happiness. Because if I'm always striving for happiness, I'm going to avoid the fantastic lessons that there are in suffering. We need to embrace suffering. This is a difficult time that we've been through with COVID-19. You and I both have businesses. We could have crawled up into a heap.
Yep.
And gone away. But I've seen there's an exciting time to go, hang on, what a test. Where am I actually at? Does all this stuff and all these quotes that I write and all the stuff that I say, am I actually living that? And do you know, it's been wonderful. I've loved this period of COVID-19. Fortunately, I've had significant amount of body science products that help me through, calm stress support.
Yeah, nice.
Great product. But the thing is, I think we have to realize that the goal of life for me and what I advocate is not to be happy. At the end of life, I want to ask myself the basic question, did I live a good life or did I not live a good life? Did I live a good life? That's what I want to ask myself. And for me, a good life is, have I lived a virtuous life? Have I been courageous? Have I shown people, respect? Have I had discipline? Have I followed justice? Have I followed, we know what a good person is to live a good life. Have I left this world a better place? Is that there, or as long as I haven't left it a worse place? All those questions are the ones that are important. And along the lines that we will have suffering, but it seems that we've got such a focus on got to be happy that we miss the value in suffering. And this has been a lesson that's taught to me, because in suffering, you really get to know yourself, to feel it, to be with it, and then to go, okay, this is the lessons that I actually learned. And I know that's a fine balance, Greg, because you do talk about that can send you into a deeper hole, all right? But the deeper hole you're sending yourself into is when you start thinking me, poor me, feeling sorry for self, is destructive and addictive. And again, I liked what you said at the start. I'm not talking about, issues where people need to, seek medical help and all that. So I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about for the majority of us, that we will have stress, we will have some anxiety, we will have our fears and our worries, but can we work through those and by embracing our suffering?
Man, I really appreciate you saying, I love talking to you. It gives me a lot, but just for a lot of people out there, I just don't know if they trust themselves to go down this path. Like it's a big step forward to document, journal, map out where you think you can be a better human. And I often, I speak to Luke a lot, the author of Stress Teflon, and yourself with self-science. I'm just surrounded by great people in this area. And I always ask the same question, how do we start? And I know you've gone through stop and assess this and do this, but a lot of us are mechanical in that if we don't have a form to follow, it doesn't happen. Or if we don't have a place to put it, or we're not accountable to some other aspect outside of just sitting in our own head and talking to ourselves, things never happen. So, obviously the background of you've done a lot with the Socceroos for 10 odd years. You've done a lot with sport. You've monitored more athletes in this area than most people have. And that's how you became, was your doctorate in that area?
Yeah, my doctorate's in sports science. Yeah.
So in that area, so you really know what you're talking about, but you were there monitoring them. They didn't just say, hey, here's my monitoring today and I designed this form and this is how I did it. And that they had a structure to follow. And for the people that are listening today in a car or on a walk or on a run, and I know you've got your journal, which they can get at drcraigduncan.com.au, but for those people that don't want to do that, and I'm just telling everyone they should because it is a great journal. I've given it to a lot of people. but that aside, mate, it's this big question I ask over and over. How do people start? And I know you're saying talk about it in your head and tell yourself this, but you know what? 2 minutes later, I'm back on Instagram. I've seen the Kardashians with their cars and their holidays and their planes, and I'm back to where I was. What I really want to get out of you today is, now you have monitoring systems, like you design systems, and I use it as well. It's awesome. It tells me how my day is going before I even realize how it's going. But you know, if anyone out there in corporate does want that, talk to Craig, because that's a package he puts together. It is sensational. I've been heavily involved with him in the setting up of that corporate side of that, in that I'll tell Craig exactly how I feel and think, versus, you know, going in and pretending that I'm having a great day. But I'm lucky. I wait. Your app tells me at 5 o'clock, and that's about when I'm getting up to go surfing or do whatever I do. And, you know, how are you feeling? How are you sleeping? How is your day? Are you stressed? Did you exercise yesterday? Did you work yesterday? How was work yesterday? And then, you know, you've got your weekly monitoring we do that, you know, slaps me in the face when I do it. It goes, hey, Greg, you're fucking medium level stressed today. And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't actually acknowledge that. So I'll sit back and start to put processes in play to acknowledge that. So, but for those people that don't have access to these things that I personally do and you do and the Socceroos do and the New South Wales State of Origin and, you know, Donnie and the guys at Manly and that do, what do we do?
Well, do you know what?
Sorry to make that a big rant too. Like, I just...
No, I appreciate that, because it can look like I'm, you know, talking sometimes pie in the sky stuff. The more I've been in this, the more I realize this is... People need people.
Yep.
All right. And sometimes you need some form of support to start. And I'm going to say it today. You get that experience because of our relationship, you know, with Body Science. But why don't we just set something up with, you know, on the website and that? And I'm happy for people to contact us to get that start. If you're really serious about that, all I'm saying is write an email, or we'll set up some form of contact thing that you contact me, and I will personally reply to all those about setting it up. I think accountability is vital. You know, that's why people sometimes have personal trainers. It makes a difference to their exercise.
Yep.
But coaches, you know, in this sort of field, mentors, anything like that, having some accountability and even setting up accountability groups will make all the difference. Yes, it is hard to start, all right? But if you just need a little bit of help at the onset of this to get you started, let's do it and let's contact me. I mean, the other thing is I'm in the final stages where actually my book called Self Science is coming out, where it documents that a bit more.
Okay.
And we'll have support materials with that as well. But I'm there, I'm open, I'm free, okay? I've got time and I'm very happy to respond to people asking these questions and needing support. I'm there.
That's amazing.
You know, look, maybe we might even open it up, the monitoring system. We only do it with corporates and teams. But maybe, you know, if you're saying to me you want to do it as an individual, at this stage of my life, Greg, it's about impact for better.
Yep.
If I can help one individual to get on a track and to be more understanding of themselves, to go out and have a positive existence, that's going to impact a number of people around them as well. So let's do that. Because it isn't simple, because that's why 100% of the population don't exercise. When 100% of the population, you know, over the or even school kids know that exercise is beneficial, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
And what, 20% exercise regularly?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they need the support. They need the support. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with asking for the support. I call you. I need the support, you know, in lots of areas. But it's about going, okay, I need help. That's why humans, we're a community, because we need each other. And don't isolate yourself. I'm saying right now, contact me. Let's do something about this, Greg.
I love that, mate. Like, if anyone is listening, and the podcast will be called Your Life, Your Responsibility, if you on Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, wherever it is, you can jump on bodyscience.com.au, and we list all of our podcasts in the main menu. Look for the podcast, Your Life, Your Responsibility. We'll put Craig's contact details under that. There you go. CEO guys. You've got one of the best in the industry that's willing to spend some time on you. So there's a little gift for everyone today. And you did talk about giving to others, Craig. That may be the biggest one line you've said this week that bites you for the next 6 months. Let's not look at that. Let's look at the positive side of it, and you may change some lives, and that's awesome because it is a time when people are struggling. Hey guys, this week's podcast is brought to you by the BSC Collagen Low Carb Protein Bar. It will be available in Woolworths in the sport and diet section. Harriet, we put 5 grams of Tenderfoot collagen in there just to make it different to everything else in the market, and we've kept it low carb, high protein.
That's really great news. I like that it's a portable source of protein. It's got that clinical dose of the Tenderfoot, which has been involved in some really great studies. So it's a really great way of supporting your tendons and ligaments whilst also having a delicious treat on the go.
And the extra good thing, Tenderfoot has just been voted the sports nutrition ingredient of the year.
That's a pretty good title.
Not bad at all. It's available in a bar. Get them at Woolworths. Harriet likes them.
Delish.
So mate, let's step out of that a little bit. Let's get on to getting your life back on track. So we've been in COVID-19. A few things are opening up. We've probably got some other stresses now, like, geez, I put a few kilos on. I'm not sure if I want to hit the gym in the old tights I used to wear, or, gee, I'm going to have to actually put some shoes on today. So what do we need to look at for getting our life back on track?
Okay. And I'm going to be strong on this too. I did on my own podcast the other day, and, you know, about what's stopping you. Yep. You know, this is the other thing. So what's stopping you living the life that you love? And I'm going to, you know, I come from an exercise background, and we flutter around about it. But the fact is, if you're not sleeping well, if you're not exercising well, and if you're not eating well, you cannot be at your best.
Okay.
End of story. Now, there's a problem with us getting to do that, but they are all related. And so I'm going to say again, this is what, if you commit to nothing else today, commit to putting your shoes on and going for a 5-minute walk and walking back to your house. I don't care what it is, and doing it on a regular basis. Because, you know, Greg, I mean, it's incredible. There are so many people out there that I know that have exercised a lot in their life. And I know this from monitoring high performance staff as well, that are not doing any exercise, even though they've exercised most of their life, because they can't find time to do it. And
wow.
I'm just not accepting that anymore, because we need to make that time. I can't stress that more than I am today, because that impacts on our sleep as well. And we know sleep is the cornerstone. You and I know, both know that it is the cornerstone to us being productive, to living our best life. If you're sitting at home now and you do not have your sleep right, we've got to work 100% at getting that right. We've spoken about that before. I mean, you know, Body Science has some wonderful supplements, and like, this is not cash for comment. It's stuff that I take, and, you know, every night that I will take, that will enhance my sleep. But I also follow specific practices to get that. But there's also exercise, and there's also what we're putting into our mouth. We need to have this right to then go to the next step. I'm more convinced than ever, if you're not physiologically right, it's very difficult to be psychologically right, and then you can't be productive.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting.
So if we get back to COVID-19, some of the red flags that might have come up that you're going down into a bit of a space that we want to pull you out of, you know, how's your personal hygiene? Basically, you know, how long since you've had a haircut, you know, managed your life in that respect. Not you, you look good, Greg. You know, but that, have you let yourself go? Obviously, yep. That's one of the things. If you're a regular exerciser and you've stopped exercising, that's one of the things as well. So let's just start. You know, I don't believe in getting back to normal. I can't stand normal. Normal, if we're waiting for normal, normal is a character I don't want to wait for, because that whatever was normal yesterday is not today. So I'm not looking for a new normal. I'm not looking for normal. I'm just looking at today, and what do I need to do today? So it doesn't matter if you've had 60 days of not exercising, forget that. But today, Thursday, or whatever day you listen to this, or Friday, doesn't matter. Maybe today's the day that you should start and get back on track, whatever that track is.
Nice work. I like that. I love that. So, mate, just in wrapping up today, we've talked about your life, your responsibility. You've talked about getting your life back on track. Happiness isn't the real goal. What about, can we outsource these life things? Like, I've put a fair bit of pressure on you to say, oh, what's it look like, document it on paper and all that. And I probably should ask you, from all your experience with athletes and that, is can you outsource your life in that way? No, you've actually got to sit down and do it yourself, don't you?
You do.
Yeah.
But you can do it with a coach or a mentor. There's no problem with that. But we outsource too much of our lives. And that's the, you know, as soon as you start blaming someone, guess what? You're outsourcing your life.
Yeah. Okay.
If you start to say, are you outsourcing your happy? You don't make me happy. Wow. What is that? No, it's inside us. Okay. And that's what I'm about. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's the self-science approach, a study of you by you. You know, make yourself this tight compartment where you know yourself better than anyone else knows yourself. And then you're going to be there for other people, but it's not their responsibility. Your life is not their responsibility. And be very careful, even the ones closest to us. It's not their responsibility. You know, Socrates, probably the greatest thinker in history. They said that he had a very difficult wife, you know, and made life very difficult for him. And he said, well, that was no problem at all for him because it was where he could test his ability.
I love it.
If you're sitting at home going, okay, I need X to make me happy, I don't want to be in that situation.
No, I don't think anyone should.
I'm very close to my family and all that, but it's not their responsibility. It's my responsibility. So I think we need to be very careful of that. Don't outsource anything. Don't play the blame game. As soon as you stop blaming, Greg, as soon as you take responsibility, it's liberating because it all stops with you. You know, we need to know ourselves. I just think it's liberating if you can do this.
Mate, jumping back to elite sport, I'm a bit off track here because we're talking about that must have been a tough role for you to bring to sporting teams where, you know, a missed goal or a drop pass or something can change a game to bring that, what you were just talking about then in relation to a team environment, not outsourcing that problem to other people in the team because the team lost, like accepting where the team's going and working together to make that change. Was that a very different mindset for you in that elite sport area for those people out there that want to get there?
I think very much that the idea is that each individual player, each individual staff member, even the coach, their responsibility is to do their very, very best, to do everything in their power to perform to their, you know, potential.
Yep.
That's it. Greg, it gets back to what can you control and what you can't control. If I'm playing the game and or I'm coaching a team and so-and-so makes a mistake, I can't control that. Now, of course, we're going to be upset. That's the passion of sport. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that. But when we start to, again, start to outsource the responsibility for wins and losses because so-and-so can't play the game or whatever, you can't control that. The coach can control that. So it's about improving that environment. And that's what I say with a workplace environment as well. It's very, very similar. A lot of people don't take responsibility for themselves at work. And we talk about this culture, and you know, we're talking before, I don't even know really what culture means.
What does that word actually mean? Yeah.
What do you actually as an individual bring to that place? Now, if your focus is on being the very best you can be, then that's the best thing you can do. Don't start thinking that this place owes me something, this coach owes me something, this boss owes me something. No, getting back to that, we're 1 in 400 trillion. That's the chances that we were born. You already won the lottery.
Yeah, exactly.
A million times over. So stop, you know, thinking how difficult things are. Just, you've got the opportunity to really try and be the best you can be. And if you do that, and if you do the hard work, and you still maybe even disagree that happiness is your goal, you think that is your goal, and that's okay. I tell you, if you do the hard work, you live a good life, then you will very, very, very much be happy.
I love that. That's a nice way to finish up, I think, mate. So people that want to contact you, how do they get you?
The best way is through the website, drcraigduncan.com.au, but also social media, Instagram, Twitter, at Dr. Craig Duncan, Facebook as well, even through Body Science. You contact me through there, please. But really, please do. You know, I mean that. So do contact me if you need to.
Nice. And mate, just finishing up, what's your favorite product at the moment?
I've got a few. Okay. and I'll go through it. Can I go through mine?
You can go through it. I just don't want anyone to think that you've been paid to do this because you haven't. I'll put you on the spot. It'd be quite funny.
No, absolutely not. And that's another thing. Impact for better. Why am I associated with Body Science? Because you guys have an impact for better. You and Nathan and the crew there, that's what you're focused on. And I know that. I'm very fortunate to know that. All the Facebook Lives and all that sort of stuff, that wasn't for you. That was for people to give something
absolutely
good during this time. And it's been over and over again. I've been able to see this for 20 years, probably. You know, so I'm very fortunate. I've seen it in sport. I've seen that. I think what you and Nate have created is incredible. And that's why I'm very proud to be always associated with Body Science, one of my favorite companies in the world. The thing is, and I know you're embarrassed that I'm saying that, but the thing is, I'm looking over my shoulder there because I wake up in the morning.
Oh, I didn't see the product placement there on the left. No, there it is.
I wake up in the morning, glass of water with Shred in it, sit down and do my journal, and it's a joy for me.
Nice.
I go up on my run. After that, you know, I'll have a green tea and some water. And then in the afternoon, I will have some yogurt and stuff, and I mix some low-carb protein powder into that, cookies and cream, and a couple of my honeycomb low-carb balls into that. And then in the evening, I have the calm stress support or the zinc before I go to sleep with the trainer ball.
Yeah, nice. That's a good little stack.
And I've done 60 days exactly of that, and it's just fantastic. And look, there's so many range of products that are good, and I got your advice on that, and I feel really good. The other product that is very, very good that I haven't actually had myself, but a lot of our players have talked about this, and I've never actually seen a Body Science product that has had so much positiveness come back from the players, and that's the collagen.
Yeah, that collagen regenerate with the Tenderfoot. And you know, that just won Sports Nutrition Ingredient of the Year from Nutra, which is one of the big worldwide, they talk about ingredients.
Yeah, I mean, you told me that. I didn't realize, but it's just, I've been really surprised, not surprised, but just how popular that is and how people actually have seen it's made a difference to them.
Yeah, so after a few weeks, you can tell you've been on it. And it's such a simple product too, that and a bit of vitamin C, which we mimicked off the AI study.
It's great. Yeah. Great.
So, mate, that's good. I do remember the day we were chatting. I mean, you came in for an update on the supplements for one of the sporting teams. I forget who it was. Might have been one of the soccer teams, actually.
Yeah.
And I said, Craig, have you tried Shred? And, you know, I don't want that crap. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, no, I don't want that. I said, well, it's a lot more than what you think it is. It's energy. It's nootropics. Yes, there is the fat burning in there, but it's a lot more than just a fat burner. And okay, I'll try it if you want me to. I'll never recommend it to anyone unless I try it. And you've pretty much been on it every day since.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't take it. It's got nothing to do with the fat burning. It's actually...
You don't need fat burning, just between you and me. So we worry about that.
I will tell you one other thing is because I used to drink a lot of coffee. I don't now. And I'd say that is, I mean, that has a caffeine component in it, but it's just, what do I always say to you? I say it's nice and smooth. It's very, very smooth. I actually think it's a fantastic pre-match product for sports where it needs to be smooth and there's a bit of thought processes in it. So
that's the nootropics part of me. That's the big thing in that area right now is getting those nootropic blends right. And I think we nailed it with that product. And obviously you're a faster and you don't get that craving issue as well. That's one of the good things about that product too is
100%. I just had some, you know, I might have two a day if I need it. And yeah, I had it before we started speaking. Yeah. And it's fantastic if you are into fasting. And
that was a great little stack chat. I couldn't have scripted that better if I tried. I was just going to be a smart ass and say, what's your favorite product? And I was expecting you to say protein balls because that's what you tell me every time you ring up. Oh my God, I love your protein balls. But mate, I just want to say thanks for coming on board. Like Craig said, everybody, if you do want to reach out to his website. I do recommend people buy your journal. How much is it?
$30.
It's a life change. And it asks you the big questions. I know I was 3 or 4 pages and thought, shit, I don't want to answer that. You know?
But Craig, I don't normally give plugs, but I'm really excited about Self-Science, the book coming out. And
it's at Jude, you know?
Well, it's with the publisher now, so I'm not sure. We'll chat about it. But that, I'm really proud of that. The foreword's written by Tim Cahill as well.
Yeah, nice.
I'm really, really happy with that. And I think it's got some good things in it where I discussed a lot of this, particularly deathbed scorecard and all things that we've talked about over time. So I'm proud.
So you've taken your journaling concepts and your talks that you do and your monitoring, put it into one book.
Yeah, and nice. That's the philosophy of Self-Science. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Well, that's exciting. I love that. Can't wait to read that.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Well, thanks for coming on board. DrCraigDuncan.com.au. If you're looking for a journal, if you want to reach out and talk to Craig about how you might monitor yourself in that Self-Science place, or if you're looking to get his book in the next, we don't know, but just keep going back until you find it. But we might get you on to talk about the book when you are ready to launch.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on board, mate. That was great.
Thanks, Greg. See ya.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.